Today, rock and roll historian Ed Ward takes us through the late Roy Orbison's early years when he recorded for Sun.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby-dooby. I'm just gonna be near ooby-dooby.
Until just the other day, I'd bought the standard rock and roll history line on Roy Orbison's early career. He started out at Sun Records, but his work there was a horrible mismatch of talent and material, which was why he didn't reach success until he went elsewhere. But recently, Rhino Records put out Orbison's complete Sun recordings, including lots of previously unreleased stuff, and I've changed my mind. Ooby Dooby was the song that brought him fame. It was first recorded for a tiny label in the same studios Buddy Holly had used for most of his good stuff. Sun Records chief Sam Phillips heard it and invited Roy and his band, the Teen Kings, to come to Memphis to record it. Released in May 1956, the song sold 300,000 copies, spent 2 months on the charts, and, on its flip side, had a song that showed that Roy Orbison was a rocker who meant business.
You can't be my lovin', baby, you ain't got the style. I'm gonna get some real gone love that'll drive a cool cat wild. Gonna move, roll it right on down. Gonna get me a gal that'll go out on the town. Well, you gotta move on down the line. I'm gonna get me a gal that'll make some time. Can't be quiet, can't be slow, cause when it starts spreading, gotta go, go, go.
Now, the standard story says that Orbison wasn't comfortable being a Sun Records rocker, that he didn't enjoy the stuff Phillips was giving him to record. Well, it doesn't show on any of his subsequent singles. A real taste of what was ahead came out the next January.
Easy to Love is the sort of record we're told Orbison didn't make at Sun, a country pop song with a touch of rock that sounded custom-made for the charts in 1957. The next single, though, was kind of perfunctory, although I sort of like it.
I'd like to be a hero, but I ain't got the nerve. I'm chicken-hearted. I'm chicken-hearted.
Chicken-hearted was an odd choice for a single because it was mostly an instrumental with Roy singing the chorus. If anything, the reason Roy didn't do better at Sun is that Sam Phillips was losing interest with him and with the label. But Orbison was using the studio every chance he got, recording all kinds of stuff. He tried country.
Well, I've been traveling over mountains, now even through the valleys too. Well, I've been traveling night and day, running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, since I read your love and letter, where you said you love me true. Well, I've been traveling night and day, running all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
He found a rhythm and blues song that fit his voice like a glove.
It's too late, she's gone. It's too late. I had told her she was my only one, but it it's too late. She's gone.
Andy was writing his own songs, like this one, about his first wife, which he gave to the Everly Brothers, who took it for a ride on the charts.
Well, well, hey, hey. I'm on my way to her house and I'm blown out of bed. When I feel the night, I'm gonna squeeze it to death. Claudette, a pretty little pet, Claudette, never make me fret, Claudette. She's the sweetest little girl that I ever met. Got the best love that I'll ever get, Claudette. Oh, boy, Claudette.
That recording is so informal. I bet it's a demo record, just intended to show how the song goes, and it may have been the very take he sent the Everlys. The more I listen to Roy Orbison's Sun recordings, the more I realize he had more than his West Texas origins in common with Buddy Holly. They both had a very delicate mixture of country, rhythm and blues, and rock and roll in their styles. Both sounded like their voices were too delicate for rock and roll, but somehow they made it work. There's no question but that Orbison's subsequent work at Monument Records, the big ballads with the big orchestras, were masterpieces. But I'm very grateful for the opportunity to hear how good what went before really was.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll.